This period of time, 13 to 19, somewhere in there, did he start writing and singing?
He didn't really start writing until he moved to Pampa, Texas. The family house I mentioned had burned down. The next house they moved into, a tornado took the roof off. His mother was institutionalized when he was about 9 or 10, I think. His sister, Clara, who had been his surrogate mother, she was an older sister. And as his mother was kind of falling apart with this depression, this unknown thing that was happening to her, his sister, Clara, became a very important figure in his life. She was 7 years older than him and became a surrogate mother. She was the one who held him and played with him and took care of him. She also died in a fire in their house. Like I said, this all happened in an amazingly short period of time, between 9 and 13. And then, shortly after that, his father was mysteriously burnt, also in a fire in the house. He was so badly burnt that he had to go to Pampa, Texas, to be cared for by his sister, who was living there. And that's when Woody was on his own. They tried to adopt some of the kids, house them out at different neighbors. There were four of them at the time after Clara died. It wasn't as formal as we have now with all kind of child social service programs. It was really just the neighbors, like, yeah, I'll take Roy, you take Woody, I'll take Mary Jo, just the neighbors helping out. And at one point, shortly after his father left, Woody was living with a family of 11 in a two-room house. And he felt so bad that these people barely could make a living and feed their own kids. He kind of started to feel bad about that. He lived with them for about a year. And then it was right after that that he went and lived in the gang house and decided he would just try to take care of himself. He was about 13, 14 when he was on his own. And then when he was about 16 or 17, I believe, he went to join his father in Pampa, Texas. His father had recovered somewhat. His older brother Roy had moved to Pampa to be close with the father, and they said, Woody, why don't you come here and you can get a job, do something around here. So that's when he left for Pampa. He had an uncle in Pampa, Uncle Jeff, who played the fiddle. That was his first real exposure to, quote-unquote, being in a band. His uncle had a band with his wife, Aileen. She played another instrument. I'm not sure if it was guitar or mandolin. And he started playing with them every night. And again, you kind of have to remind people that this is what people did every night. Everybody played music. You didn't have to be a quote-unquote musician to play music. Every family had a banjo, a mandolin, a guitar, something to play music. They didn't have television. They only had radio. So they would pick up tunes from the radio. The Carter family was really popular right about then. And they were picking up Carter family tunes and playing them at home every night. That's what they would do socially. That's when he really kind of lit up about being in a band. He wasn't writing songs then. He was belonging for the first time in a long time. And I think that was really the impetus for him getting into music, the sense of belonging.
And in this case, belonging to family.
Exactly.
His family members were there doing
exactly.
It.
You can almost feel subconsciously a little child saying, I still have a family. I still have a family. I'm going to hold on to that. Really trying to keep a family together, whoever they were, wherever they were. You can take that metaphor and expand it certainly throughout the rest of his life in music, this sense of us, we, family.